Yo, what's going on? Rock Chalk, everyone, Rock Chalk. What's going on? Another edition of Spanning the Night, Night Radio, 845-565-9200. We got some Kansas basketball to talk about, and me being a diehard Kansas fan, we had some news break earlier in the day that I thought was pretty important. This is recording on April 30th, so no, the news that broke was not the Silvio De Sousa news that we were hoping for. Hopefully that news comes at another time. We don't know if he's eligible or not. We don't know if he will be eligible to play, but we do know a decision is coming soon. We do know that Kansas did appeal the Silvio De Sousa news, so we're waiting on that. But we did get some news about a reclassification, about a top Kansas recruit that could be coming to Kansas, may not be coming to Kansas, but could be coming to Kansas sooner rather than later. The number 6 overall recruit that was supposed to be in the 2020 class, RJ Hampton, has reclassified and is now a part of the 2019 recruiting class, which is major, major news for Kansas basketball, Rock Chalk Nation. This is huge news. I'll put a trade out there. RJ Hampton is a must get for this team. He's a must get for this team. So what I'm gonna do today, quick podcast, breaking it all down, breaking down the recruits, who we might get, who we might not get, but quick podcast. What's going on with RJ Hampton? What's going on with our team next year? Right now we have Dedrick Lawson, Quentin Grimes, Devon Dotson, and Silvio De Sousa, who all entered the NBA draft. De Sousa has come out and said if he wins his appeal and he's allowed to play for Kansas this year, he will come back to Kansas no matter what. And Devon Dotson said that he is just testing and he is likely to come back next season. Quentin Grimes and Dedrick Lawson, I would say Dedrick Lawson's 100% gone. There's no chance that he comes back. He's 100% gone and he's going right to the NBA. Quentin Grimes, I would say he's 99.9% gone unless he doesn't get the absolute feedback he wants. And some miracle happens, we won't see Quentin Grimes playing in a Kansas uniform ever again. But that does not mean, you know, losing a four key guys, three of our better players from last year's team. You know, we're losing Dedrick Lawson, who was our best player. Devon Dotson was our point guard, probably our second best player. And Quentin Grimes was one of our, you know, he had an underwhelming freshman year. We didn't have the season that we all would have liked him to have, but he was still a very good player for us. We still need him. We still need him throughout the season, and he's gone next year. So, you know, there's a potential two out of the three of our best players are gone. And, you know, LaGell Vick graduated, and even though he didn't get to finish the season, he graduated. So he's gone. We lose KJ Lawson. He transfers out. We lose Charlie Moore. He transfers out. So, you know, we're left with, let's say Dotson comes back, and let's say, you know, we're 50-50 on De Sousa right now. So right now, we lost Dedrick Lawson, Quentin Grimes, Charlie Moore, KJ Lawson, and possibly Silvio De Sousa to the NBA draft. And for 95% of college basketball teams, you know, that's a major haul. That's a major loss for a lot of teams, and especially for a team that was, you know, picked number one in the preseason last year. For most teams, you know, that's you know, you're in a rebuilding year now. There's no way you could build off of that. You're losing five guys. Five key guys you're losing. Two key bench players, two starters, and possibly, you know, in De Sousa, a very impactful player. So, you know, most teams would kind of just, all right, you know, we'll reload for we'll rebuild coming into next year, and then we'll reload going into the year after that. That's most team strategies. Not for the Hall of Fame, Slicky, Willie, Billy self. He reloads. Kansas basketball will reload next season. So coming, you know, even though the streak died at 14 last year, we didn't make it out of the first weekend in the NCAA tournament. Even though we were predict preseason number one. We failed expectations. But guess what? There's a chance that Kansas could be the preseason number one again next year. And I saw, as soon as the national championship game was over, I saw the two early top 25s. Hey, a lot of you guys didn't have Kansas in your top 25. I saw that. I've taken receipts. That's why those way too early top 25 polls are garbage. I saw your polls. CBS, ESPN, I saw your polls. I have taken receipts. I saw that you did not have Kansas in your top 25. But when they're a top 3 team preseason next year, I'm going to go after you on Twitter. You're done to me. You're done to me. So, here's how I think. So, let's get into the RJ Hampton news. So, RJ Hampton, one of the top recruits in the 2020 class, decided that he was going to reclassify and be a part of the 2019 class, which is obviously a great decision on his part. Why? Well, because now he gets a chance to go to the NBA draft in 2020 instead of 2021, and he can make a lot more money a lot earlier instead of, you know, a year later. He can make his millions of dollars a lot earlier. So RJ Hampton is 6'5", 185-pound combo guard out of Little M High School in Little M, Texas. Now a part of the 2019 class. He is the number one ranked Texas player. He's the second best combo guard, and he's ranked number 7 in the nation recruiting-wise. He's a 5-star 99 recruit. The kid is incredible. And right now, 24/7 Sports has Kansas a 20% chance of landing the kid, with Memphis at a 50%. He's considering Kentucky, Kansas, Memphis, and Texas Tech. How Texas Tech got on that list is beyond me. And I'll say it. Everyone knows about if you follow my Twitter, at Joey Wingspan, if you follow my Twitter, you understand the hatred that I have for Texas Tech basketball and their fans. I think they are the worst fans imaginable. I think they're classless people. I think that they have no backbone whatsoever. If you don't know, just go to my Twitter. You'll see me. Just type in at Joey Wingspan. And then after that, type in Texas Tech. And you will see all my beef with Texas Tech fans. I think they're classless. I think they're not real fans. I think they've been good for 3 minutes, and their fan base thinks they've been good for 30 years. So, you know, I root for the team that just won 14 straight Big 12 conferences titles. I root for the team that has 3 Final Fours and a national championship in the last 14 years. That's the team I root for. I'm allowed to have bragging rights. Texas Tech fans cannot have bragging rights if you've been good for 2 seasons. Beyond the point. If RJ Hampton goes to Texas Tech, I will die. Like, that's it. I will deactivate my Twitter. I will not be able to stand people in Lubbock. So, if RJ Hampton goes to Texas Tech, that's the end for me. I'm just telling you that now. But anyway, so I think the real competitors are Memphis and Kansas for this kid. I think those are the 2 schools that really want him. I think those are 2 schools that are really vying to get this kid. I think it's going to come down to Memphis or Kansas. And right now, I think I think Kansas is in the lead. I think RJ Hampton wants to go to Kansas. I think he wants to go to a school where he's showcased. You know, he's making a play for the 2020 NBA draft. He's making a play to be one of those top picks. You know, he's going to be at Kansas. He's going to be on TV every day. He's going to be a top 3 team in the preseason. He's going to have a chance to be one of the best players in the Big 12 Conference. He's going to have a chance to dominate the Big 12 Conference. And he's going to have a chance for a team that has a legit chance to make a deep run in the March Madness tournament and have a legit shot at a Final Four. Kansas guarantees that to RJ Hampton. They guarantee him the TV. They guarantee him Big 12. They guarantee him elite talent around him, and they guarantee him a chance for a deep run in the NCAA tournament. Memphis can't guarantee that. The only thing Memphis can guarantee, RJ Hampton, is that they have James Wiseman, the number one overall recruit, the center that's going to Memphis. They have him and Penny Hardaway as their coach. That's the only thing that they could guarantee RJ Hampton. Kansas can guarantee him a hell of a lot more. So it seemed like he had a great recruiting visit. And a lot of reports are saying if RJ Hampton's going to reclassify, if Hampton reclassifies, there's a really good chance that he is Lawrence bound. So if he is Lawrence bound, where does that leave our roster? And I'm going to make some predictions. And here they are. I predict Dedrick Lawson to stay in the NBA draft. I predict Quentin Grimes to stay in the NBA draft. We know KJ and Charlie Moore are gone. I predict that it's basically a lock. I'm saying it's a lock. In my mind, it's a lock. But I'm saying Devon Dotson will be a Kansas Jayhawk next year. He will be our point guard for next season. That is basically a mortal lock. I truly believe that. I believe that he'll go to the combine, he'll do great, but I think he'll be a Kansas Jayhawk next season. So, here's what I tweeted out before. Here's what I think our roster will look like. Point guard, Devon Dotson. Point guard, RJ Hampton. Guard, Ochai Agbaji. Guard, Marcus Garrett. Center, Udoka Azubuike. Folks, listen to me. I understand that Kansas was 9-0 last season when they played the three guards and the two big men. When they played Devon Dotson, Quentin Grimes, Lajel Vick, Dedrick Lawson, Udoka Azubuike, the team was 9-0 and number one team in the country. I get that. It's all fine and dandy. I still like the four-guard lineup. I still like it. I think it's better for Kansas. I think especially if we have RJ Hampton, if you have Devon Dotson, RJ Hampton, being able to control the game, you play four guards in that. You let them get to the basket with the big monster of Udoka Azubuike controlling it. You let them cut and get to the basket and do what they got to do to make plays. I think if you have two bigs in the lineup, it kind of slows down our guards. You know, RJ Hampton and Devon Dotson, what they're known for is their speed. Why would we try to slow that down? If we put McCormick in instead of Garrett, you know, I think that kind of slows down our pace a little bit. I think as soon as we get the rebound, let Devon and RJ run up the court. Let them make plays with their speed and athleticism. And if we need a bucket down low, we have a guy who shoots 77% from the field in Udoka Azubuike. The fact that he's back next season is the biggest plus in Kansas history. In terms of guys who were thinking about going to the NBA draft and then returning to Kansas, the only biggest one since Udoka Azubuike was the 2008 Brandon Rush, and the only reason why he came back was because he tore his meniscus. Having Udoka Azubuike come back next season for his senior leadership, a guy who doesn't miss around the basket, he just bodies everybody. For his career, he shoots, in his career, he shoots 74% from the field. That's absurd. That's like literally actually absurd. And he makes 7 shots a game. He goes 7 for about 9, 7 for 10 every game. That's actually absurd. This man is a freak. The fact that he's back next season is... I'm sorry. He averages 5 baskets a game and he shoots 7 times. Average. Over his career. That's only because of his first season. He only shot 2 times a game and 3 field... Shot 3 times a game, made 2. Last season, he took 6 shots per game, made... took 9 shots per game, made 6. Year before that, he took 8 shots per game, made 6. So when you need a bucket, throw it down to the big guy, and guess what? You have a 75% chance that that ball is going in the hoop and you get 2 points. If the offense ever gets stagnant. And the offense might get stagnant. You know, Udoka obviously can't shoot besides when he's in the paint. Marcus Garrett is not a shooter, and he's not a great offensive player. He can't shoot the 3, so, you know, that's a limitation. Ochai was supposed to be a good shooter, but he struggled at times last year, but I think he'll be a better shooter next season. RJ Hampton's not known for his shooting, and Devon Dotson, you know, is a good shooter, but doesn't shoot it enough from deep. So, yeah, there could be limitations. I'm not saying that there won't be, but when the offense goes stagnant, you throw it into the 7-foot, 270-pound Udoka Azubuike, and you get some buckets. So I like the 4-guard lineup. I like the fact that Devon and RJ, if RJ obviously commits, I'm saying this is all based if RJ Hampton commits to Kansas. I would let Devon and RJ obviously control the point. Two of the better ball handlers in college basketball in the same backcourt. That's ridiculous. It's like ridiculously good. So let them go nuts. Ochai is a great wing player. And Garrett is an all Big 12 defender. I think I love this lineup. If this lineup ever came true, I love this lineup. And then you have your bench as Isaiah McBride, freshman coming in, combo guard, who could also run the point guard if need be. You have Christian Braun, wing player, small forward from Kansas, who can knock down the 3 ball and is uber athletic. He's definitely good enough to play in the Big 12, and he will be a very good Kansas player for a long time. So you already have those two committed on the roster. And both of them, McBride, 4-star recruit. Braun, 3-star recruit by 24/7 Sports. I think Braun is a little better than that, honestly. I think they're kind of knocking him a little bit. McBride, 6'1", 170. Braun, 6'5", 175. Boom. That's depth right there. You have 6 players that you could either put at, you have 6 guys that's not in your front court. You know, the front court, power forward, center. You know, you have Devon, RJ, and McBride who can handle the point. You have Ochai, Garrett, and Braun that can cover the wings. That's depth. That's depth. We need that. You know, we need that desperately. If we have foul trouble, you know, I think in this case scenario, I think the starters will play the majority of the minutes. But you know, we got guys who could fill in and not miss a beat. And then we got Tristan, and God, I don't know if I can pronounce this guy's name, Tristan Inaruna from Mount Pleasant, Utah. Tristan, if you commit to Kansas, I will learn your name 100%. He just got done with his visit from Lawrence, Kansas. Apparently, he loved it. 6'9", small forward, 4-star recruit, 97 grade on 24/7 Sports, 78th best recruit nationally, and he's going Kansas, Creighton, or Miami. We got a legit shot at this guy, and if we could get him, my Lord, if we could get him, and our backcourt / wing players consists of Devon Dotson, RJ Hampton, Ochai Igbaji, Marcus Garrett, Isaiah McBride, Christian Braun, and then Tristan Inaruna. Folks, that'd be one of the most athletic teams Kansas has ever had. And they've had some athletic players. Wiggins, Josh Jackson, Ben McLemore, Xavier Henry. You know, they've had guys who are legit athletes. But these four, seven guys on one team in one backcourt slash on your wings, that's one hell of a team. And then you throw in your front court of, first of all, we would have front court depth. We don't even need it because we have Udoka back. I can't even stress the importance of having Udoka on this team. It's so huge. So huge. So then you'd have Udoka playing center, and then backing him up, you have David McCormick, McDonald's All-American, who started at the end of last season. And he really started to come into his own. You know, he wasn't a great freshman season, but he's a raw prospect. He's going to have a major leaps next year. Think of him next year as like Thomas Robinson was his sophomore year, when T-Rob was backing up Markieff and Marcus Morris. T-Rob played a phenomenal role. He played a phenomenal role. So think of David McCormick as being sophomore year T-Rob. And then David McCormick has a legit shot of being a really good player for this Kansas team his junior year and senior year. Hell, he might not even make it his senior year. He might be that good his junior year. He's a very good player. His motor does not stop. So him backing up, Mitch Lightfoot would also be in the mix for the front court, which would be huge. Which would be huge. Mitch, we all love Mitch. Prison Mitch. Give me that Mitch. It's my boy right there. So having Mitch would be huge. As, again, senior leadership, controlling the blocks and charges, controlling the tempo of the game, having Mitch there would be awesome. And then we're waiting the news on Silvio De Sousa. If he's back, and I think there's a chance that he's going to come back, I really think that the NCAA will do the right no, I don't. But in my heart, I would like to believe that the NCAA will do the right thing and give De Sousa a one-year suspension last year and then let him be eligible this year. In my head, I think the NCAA is the most corrupt organization in sports history. Again, go to my Twitter. You will see, at Joey Wingspan, my pinned tweet, me bashing the NCAA because they were the worst, most corrupt organization in sports. So in my head, I don't think he's cleared. In my heart, I would like to believe that he's cleared. Say he is cleared. Say he's not cleared. This team is very good. The team that I just mentioned would be very, very good. Very good. Very experienced. Very also young. A good mix of both. You got the leadership now. You got the players. You got the athletes. You got the everyone. You know, you got the whole system down pat. Without De Sousa, this team is a top five team throughout the entire year. With De Sousa, there is no reason why this team should not win a national championship. You have a roster of Devon Dotson, RJ Hampton, Ochai Agbaji, Marcus Garrett, Udoka Azubuike, Isaiah McBride, Christian Braun, Tristan Inuruna, Mitch Lightfoot, David McCormick, and Silvio De Sousa. My Lord. That is a national championship type team. That team, on paper, is the best team in the country. Folks, let's get RJ Hampton to Kansas. This could be our year. We thought it could have been last year. It wasn't. Udoka got hurt. We were inexperienced and we were young. Devon comes back. De Sousa wins his appeal. RJ and Tristan commit to Kansas. Folks, we're looking at a very, very special season. Joey Ryan. You can follow me on Twitter at Joey Wingspan. This is Span in the Night. Hopefully we get some more Kansas news so I come back on the podcast. But I wanted to break this down for you guys today. Joe Ryan, at Joey Wingspan on Twitter. And Rock Chalk.